Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck. Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I'm Josh Beck, joined today by
Danny Gallagher
and Richard Perron.
And we are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612. We're here to let the community know who we are and what we are up to. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It is great to be with you, gentlemen, again after missing last month. I apologize. But, as always, the Knights move forward. This last month, we had a blood drive and a family movie night. I understand that they were both very successful. But we move right into the summer months. The end of the Knights of Columbus calendar year, as we look towards the end of Rob being our Grand Knight. He's done a lot. It's been very impressive. So looking ahead to the next couple of months, first, just a reminder that we have our weekly Rosary for Peace on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. in the chapel.
If Peter was here, he'd say, we've done this for 7,426 times in a row.
I don't know how many it is,
but yeah.
It was what, the Tuesday after September 11th, so.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Very impressive. On Saturday, May 2nd, the Maryland State Knights of Columbus Convention is taking place. The following weekend, at all masses, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, the Knights are presenting marigolds, pronounced Mary with a Y, for Mom in celebration of Mother's Day.
Yeah, they look like marigold flowers, M-A-R-I, but they're actually marigold flowers.
They are, and that's a very important distinction.
Yep.
In honor of our Holy Mother, and of course, all of the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day to all of you. Now, of course, the day after that is an event for the men, and maybe some of the mothers, but it is our annual 7612 Golf Tournament.
Yep. St. Joseph Cup.
St. Joseph Cup, is that a real thing?
That's it.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah. What?
No.
That's the name of the tournament. The St. Joseph Cup.
Okay. So it's not an actual cup. Here I am picturing handing off a St. Joseph trophy.
People win all kinds of different things, but there's not actually a cup.
Hey, Josh, where's that going to be held?
Actually, Rich, that will be at the Links at Chaladon in Mount Airy. It is always a very popular event. I am not sure if we've sold out yet, but it has sold out in the past. So please, if you're interested, make sure you get your registrations in.
It's a great course to play on. They treat us very well over there.
And May is such a beautiful month. It is just the weather's starting to get really nice. The greenery's all filled in after spring. Why not spend a nice day outside?
Yep. Nice walk.
On Saturday, the 16th of May, our council will have its annual awards banquet, where we recognize various individuals for their contributions over the year. Then our social, Wednesday, the 27th of May, is Hot Dogs and Vets, in celebration of
the hot dog.
the summer staple that is the hot dog.
Sorry.
And that, of course, being the Wednesday after Memorial Day, where we do recognize those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this great country that we live in. A great lead-in, actually, to the summer where we celebrate the 250th anniversary of our great country.
That seems amazing.
It is absolutely a blessing. So excited for everything going on. So I'm sure that will be a good time. We will celebrate all things American this summer as much as possible. God bless America. And then Saturday, June 13th, we have our annual Grand Night Picnic, where our host, Grand Night Rob, will be handing over the reins and I won't say bidding everyone a farewell, but kind of putting the capstone on the year that he's had.
Yeah, on being in charge.
Being
in charge. Definitely saying farewell to that.
Before we move over on July 1st to the new presidency.
The new grand knightency.
Knightency. Or the new regime, however you want to put it.
Oh boy, don't say that.
As always, the council has a Google Calendar set up, which will allow you to import your events directly into your Google Calendar. So if you're familiar with Google Calendars and how they work, simply add 7612kofc@gmail.com to your calendar, and you'll get all of the most up-to-date information that is available. Of course, you can also contact any knight that you know. We want everyone there as much as possible. Before we go any further, just a reminder, I am Josh Beck, joined by
Danny Gallagher
and Rich Perron.
Rich, you are our council lecturer. What fun facts do you have for us this month?
Oh, I have some great information for us. You know, with the upcoming beatification canonization of our namesake, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, it's going to be on September 24th, and the Beatification Mass is going to be at 2 p.m. on Central Standard Time, so that'll probably be around 3 o'clock here, and we are going to make attempts to have it streamed maybe in McGibney Hall at least, or maybe up in the Chaminade Center. But that should be quite an event, and we'll open it up to anybody in the parish that wants to attend it. The actual beatification service is going to be held in the Dome of America in St. Louis, Missouri. And the reason it's being held there is because it's the area that can best handle 70-plus thousand people coming to the service, which they expect.
My goodness.
And Peoria, Illinois, which is the home of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, doesn't have the amenities to take that larger crowd. Yeah. So
you have to consider 70,000 people. That's roughly the size of an NFL stadium.
Well, that's what the Dome of America is, an NFL stadium. But also, to put it in perspective, when Pope St. John Paul II came to visit the United States, he went there and there was 100,000 people. So they not only filled the stadium, they filled the parking
everything else.
Everything else.
Wow.
So in as much as Peoria doesn't have the capacity to entertain that many guests, it was chosen that St. Louis would be the best geographical place to amend to. But that doesn't put Peoria aside, because from the 20th to the 26th, now don't forget the service is going to be on the 24th, but from the 20th to the 26th, in Peoria, Illinois, there'll be all kinds of seminars, talks, movies, everything else to celebrate his life there. There'll be pilgrimages from September 20th to the 26th, and you can expect a visit by key people who are going to be around in Peoria, who are going to speak. You can participate in liturgies, talks, and prayer experiences. And there will be special gatherings of followers that will set up their own booths and everything else. And you can attend the Beatification Mass to celebrate all of the special awards that they're going to make on that day. And it's roughly 170 miles from St. Louis, and that geographically is about a 2.5-hour drive, so that people can go visit his home site. And actually, he's buried there also, so he was originally buried at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and he was moved to his hometown. In case you're interested, his original first name was Peter. It was Peter John Sheen. Right? He took the name Fulton. That was his mother's maiden name, Fulton. And when he went away to the seminary, not to forget his family, who still lived on a farm, he took his mother's maiden name as his first name.
Wow.
So it's Fulton J. Sheen, but it's Peter John.
John.
In any case, he's loved by everyone. And just to bring you a little bit of history, that back in the early days, Dumont Television was the first TV broadcasting station to want to air his show. But they were kind of did it facetiously because they put him in what they call an obituary slot, which is a place that competes with a lot of other big-name shows. So it's kind of hidden, but it surprised him because after his first broadcast, Dumont received 8,500 letters from people saying, hey, we like this show. Wow. So they continue to broadcast it. And in 1953, he was awarded the Emmy Award, beating out such people as Edward R. Murrow, Arthur Godfrey, Jimmy Durante, Lucille Ball, Adlai Stevenson, and Donald O'Connor. And if you're interested, his legacy continues to inspire many, many people, even the younger age. And if you go to YouTube and type in Archbishop Fulton Sheen, soon to be Saint Fulton Sheen, you can get a lot of his great talks and speeches on YouTube every day. So I just thought I'd bring you up to date and let you know. The tickets actually for the Dome of America haven't been announced yet. They haven't determined what that's going to be and how many you can buy. It's going to be limited how many tickets you can get. Maybe the scalpers will be out there. So as soon as we get that information, we'll pass it on.
One thing is, you know, it'd be kind of cool to actually simulcast broadcast that on the radio too, if we can do that mass.
Right.
You know,
well,
for
you think
his
maybe
canonization.
Rolling the radio might do it.
They might do it.
That's a great event. I mean, we got an American Pope.
Yeah. That's but right. I was going to say, if it's streamed on YouTube or something, then we can pull that stream while it's being broadcast and broadcast it on our
That would be a great event.
Station.
And if we can open up the Parish Chaminade Center or the McGivney Hall, whatever. And,
sure.
That would be quite an event, especially for our council. And I'm sure there are more than us who have the name Archbishop Sheen. I'll check maybe by next time I'll know how many councils actually have the name Archbishop Fulton Sheen, but it'd be great to know. But it's going to be quite a celebration with American Pope and American Saint.
Yeah. The Life is Worth Living show is, you can listen to it on WSJF every Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so before our 10:45 Mass, it's kind of a cool thing because we put it, you know, they
have a lead
relevant radio broadcast it so that we have it there, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. I have to imagine this day and age where everything is so connected that it will be simulcast in multiple formats, so hopefully we can make that work. But it's incredible to think about how there's a Catholic saint who is being talked about in the circles that you mention, Edward R. Murrow and Lucille Ball, all these people who we think of as pioneers of television.
Right.
And the medium was just starting out. Everything was just the quote-unquote golden age of TV.
Yeah.
And very prominent was Archbishop Sheen. And he was making God's word known with some very popular insights, just an amazing manner of speaking, right there with all those big names that the world recognizes.
Yeah.
It's a very neat kind of capstone to an amazing life.
And his type of presentation was really kind of a breakthrough in television because other than the gospel chanting hallelujah preachers that were on TV, when you had somebody like the character of Archbishop Sheen and his type of presentation.
Sure.
He was such a comedian.
It's
amazing.
It was a completely different approach to it. And they say at any time up to 20 to 30% of his audience were non-Catholic people.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned how we are replaying some of the old shows, but his ability to take a lot of the Catholic teachings and a lot of the Catholic beliefs and simplify them,
right,
not to speak down to his audience, but to make it something that they can grasp,
right,
and something that the
very
regular
palatable
person could understand.
Exactly.
It is such a talent and such a blessing. The fact that we still listen to them today. I mean, I go on YouTube all the time and will pick up sermons that he's done
or
different episodes of his show.
Yeah. Just because of looking into him a little bit, I am aware that in 1956, he was a bishop at the time, and he went on that show, What's My Line?
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's so amazingly famous that they guessed who he was. I mean, can you imagine? It's just, they figured it out. You know, they asked, it only took them like 5 or 6 questions before they said, oh, you're that guy.
Right.
You know, it's really amazing. So at the time, in the mid-50s like that, he was so famous that they had him on that show. And the panelists, you know, there were famous stars.
Sure.
Guessed who he was. That's really incredible.
You know, I saw a clip the other day where they were, you know, interviewing people on the street kind of thing, but they couldn't even name who the current Pope was.
Yeah, yeah.
But to have people, you know who an archbishop from America was, that's
pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he had a reputation for driving fast cars.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He actually had a convertible. He liked to drive convertibles.
My kind of guy.
One time he was down in Florida, and he got pulled over by a policeman. And the policeman walked up, state trooper walked up to him and said, you know, license or registration. And he gave it to him, and he looked at the name. And he said, and as soon as Archbishop Sheen spoke, he said, oh, you are him. He said,
amazing.
Please slow down. We want to hear you on the television.
We want to be able to keep hearing you. Yeah.
Sure.
It's amazing.
What's the bumper sticker? Never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
made for Archbishop Sheen. Well, again, a wonderful life lived. Thank you for bringing that information to us this month, Rich. And before we close out, this is our May 2026 episode. So we would like to wish a happy birthday to the following knights:
Walter Soltysiak, Connor Somerville, Joseph Nagley, Victor Forst, Joseph Hussle, Matthew Herholtz, Joseph Ferment III, George Snedeker, Eric Horn, Anthony Seary Jr., James Kramer, Patrick Hanafy, Andrew Turgeon, Raymond Vicar, Michael Hayden, Harold Bernard Zakowski, and Deacon Robert Snyder Jr.
So to you, fellow knights,
happy birthday!
As a reminder, you can keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kofc7612.org. There you will find information about our upcoming events, our council members, the various efforts we are involved in, and more. Additionally, if you missed something we said earlier in this show, a full archive of the Knights Around the Table podcast is available at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts. As always, if you are interested in becoming a fellow knight, send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with
Danny Gallagher
and Rich Barron.
And we are the Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.